We end the hour with commentator Andre Kudrescu and this dispatch from Arkansas and the dog days of summer.
They say that a dog doesn't make good journalism unless a man bites him. But my dachshund, Gulliver, a stray who wandered skinny through the neighborhood looking for scraps of food and being kicked by passers-by, found a journalist who thinks he's big news. When he was 5 years old, this journalist had a much-beloved dachshund, also named Gulliver, who followed him everywhere, even on mortally dangerous assignments to the Stella Soap Factory and to the railroad tracks where the circus people camped. One day, the journalist's stepfather decided to sell Gulliver and fought a long and bloody battle with a 5-year-old journalist who held his dog tight and kicked and screamed at the stepfather, who is presently in hell being chewed to death by abused dachshunds. It took 50 years, but Gulliver came back, a noble and gentle wanderer with a body and head bred by Dürer and other German master engravers in the Middle Ages, as the perfect subject for their craft. A dog so fine, it made it into the history of art, and is now pure journalism, in media res and in res. What a timeless nose Gulliver, the wandering hound, has.
Andre Kudrescu's forthcoming book is called Bibliodeath, My Archives, with Life in Parentheses.
You're listening to All Things Considered.